Item 21, project number WO621, Windows Migration, page 168.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is a continuation of a capital project we started this year, correct? And it's on the surface, it's the replacement of roughly 3,500 personal computers, but it's more than that. It's an upgrade of the operating system and all the attendant applications that you use today. For example, we're going to eliminate Lotus Notes and we're moving to Outlook in the cloud. We're going to introduce Link, which is in the simplest form is simple texting between people in the county. In its fullest form is full video conferences from people in disparate locations, so we don't necessarily have to be in the same place anymore other than in front of your computer. So we're introducing a lot of new technologies. The computer environment is going to be locked down. It's going to be secure. We have to meet CJIS and HIPAA requirements, further ensure that we're not in violation of those. So we're locking down the environment. Because we're locking it down, we have to make sure we can manage it well. It should not be an impediment to you getting your work done or anyone in the business. So we're going to be investing in all the processes, methods, and technologies to manage that computer remotely and to provide service to our customers with a high degree of satisfaction. So I just want to point out is that what you see is the new desktop computer. It's all new plumbing underneath what we have to do. Everything from adding user accounts to deleting user accounts to managing users and what they have access to. So it's a lot of process, a lot of procedures, a lot of methods that we're inventing now and modifying. And then the other big component is change management. We are introducing significant change to the way people are going to operate. And as I've noted before, in the private sector, typically everyone, in at least where I came from, everyone had a computer at home. It was better than what we had in the business. And they kept asking the business, when are you going to upgrade me to what I have at home? Here in Milwaukee County, it's really just the opposite. There's a lot of people who don't have computers at home. The message to me, the message to all of us, is that we need to be careful. We need to make sure we don't break things. We put them on the people's desktop that they can actually get their work done. So we're paying a lot of attention to the change management and training components. We've completed a pilot. We're roughly, in technical terms, we call it an alpha. It was a bit bloody. We installed it into IMSD. We got our learnings, and now we're going back and addressing, and we hope to move forward with our first pilot. We're hoping before the end of this year.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I got to say, Director, as a person who still bleeds in six colors, it's weird for me to be in support of a Windows migration. just to say, I've been an Apple user since 1981, so this is really strange. But this is not a small project. You've already alluded to some of the scale of the issues that your department has to deal with, and that we will all here at the county, all of us will need to deal with, and as this rollout proceeds, I think you started to address my question, which is to ask about: can you give us a high level overview of what this project is, what's entailed, and some of the I think you touched on a number of the issues that are involved with it. We're dealing with computer systems that are, probably more than 5-10 years old. I'm just talking about our PCs. I know at the county board, we've lost a lot of time to people, our aides and some of the supervisors, struggling with these laptops, the desktop computers. Within about a week of my coming on board here, there was a big virus outbreak. And half of our aides were unable to work because the computers were messed up. So I'm glad you're on board and fix that all now, Director Lindbergh.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, thank you. And the question is, just so I answer your question, was what does this all entail? Let me give you an analogy.
Yeah,
I don't like the way the water is flowing out of my faucet at home.
Yeah.
So I call the plumber, and the plumber says, we can put in a new faucet, but it's not going to fix the problem because all your plumbing needs to be changed. That's what this project is.
Right.
I mean, the shiny object is the computer.
Right.
But there's a huge amount of plumbing that we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, let's go with that analogy then. You know, a couple of weeks ago, it was a Saturday night, and we discovered we had a sewer backup down the basement. And I'm glad we went with the higher-end option from the plumber that showed up at about 10 o'clock that night. Because it turned out, actually, the problem was not in the drain or any of the pipes in our house. There was a blockage about 9 feet out. Yeah. So what I'm after, Director, is a high-level picture. You know, what is this is a big expenditure, obviously. So what do we get? What's the bang for the buck here? High level, and this is a systemic change, isn't it?
Well, Chairman, Supervisors, you know, so do you want the, you know, I can talk about we're going to have a secure desktop, which to me is fundamentally important because of HIPAA and CJIS and just good business practices, number one. Two, we can manage it remotely, something we can't do today. So we get a call from a user, I want this software installed or I have this problem, we can go in remotely and fix it. You get a new email system that is, my opinion, phenomenal. It's light years ahead of Lotus Notes. You get this great communication vehicle so that people don't have to be in the same room anymore. I think that's a big piece. You know, I found this last weekend I needed to do some work from home, and so I just got on my home computer and I went to my cloud drive in Milwaukee County. I did all my work from my home computer. It was secure, but I didn't have to be lugging anything home. I got to York at the tool that I'm used to working with at home and with my cup of coffee, so things were pretty good. I can do that from an airport. I can do that from any place in this new environment. So there are those advantages. You know, I think long-term, though, we begin to drive more efficiencies in how we manage and maintain and sustain this infrastructure.
So rather than having us to, say, establish a trouble ticket with the help desk and you know, wait for that to go through, your people can jump on it right away?
Chairman, Supervisor, you still have to call the help desk.
Okay. So you're saying there's going to be, what I'm hearing is there's deep systemic changes to our IT infrastructure in the county that have been long overdue, I think, right?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Long overdue, these...
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we had talked about rolling out email ahead of everything else, the new PC, just to get us onto a new email system. And a lot of companies do that so that our user community begins to enjoy the benefits immediately. The problem is we have so many computers that are so old, they won't run that new email system in the browser.
Oh.
And that's a significant problem. We shouldn't be in that position, so we're going to fix it.
Okay, very good. You know, for the committee, you should be aware that I had an IMSD, you may recall, do a study a couple of years ago looking at what were evidently lower cost solutions, software solutions. But after the study was executed, the result was that these apparently free systems actually would have cost the county more to deal with the issues because we're such a complex organization. We have to deal with CJIS and HIPAA. These systems weren't built to deal with those. So in your the conclusion drawn in that study was in the direction that's being pursued now that we're approving today will deal with these conditions, add solutions that'll be a long-term IT solution for us, not just a patch here, right?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, if I understand the question correctly, the investments we're making is long-term, not short-term. Absolutely, they're big directional changes, not in just the technology, but how we're doing it, and how we're going to leverage our vendors to help us along the way. But technology changes, you know. It is what it is. Here's the good news. This is the good news, is that PC, the lifespan of PCs is increasing greatly. It used to be you had to replace them every 2 to 3 years. You know, I'm on my fifth year on my computer at home, and I love new stuff, but I just cannot come up with a reason why I should replace it. So it's become very commodity-priced, and you get a lot of bang for the buck that'll take us forward.
And that's very good for us here in the county.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Jerzyk.
Just one quick question. Is there going to be training for staff when you finish this migration?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the question.
Training.
Oh. We are, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, we are looking at how we're going to train, and it's a very complex question. I don't believe we're going to do classroom training. We are going to do some train the trainers. But in our rollout, at a very high level, our intent is once we put that computer on your desktop and we have physically verified that everything is working for you, and there's going to be a checklist, we're going to have people in your area for 3 days, their responsibility is just to respond to questions to get you through those initial learning points so you're comfortable with the system and then can move on yourself.
Anything further? If not, thank you.